Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and it's a pleasure to be with you, dear listener. Today, we're talking about mortgages, specifically refinancing your mortgage. After all, it's a topic on the minds of many Australian homeowners at the moment, given that lenders have been raising their home loan rates left, right, and centre off the back of three consecutive RBA cash rate hikes. So, to talk us through all things refinancing and interest rates, I'm very pleased to say that we're joined by Claire Frawley, spokesperson at financial comparison website Mozo. Claire, thanks so much for jumping on board with us today.
Thanks for having me today, Tom. Great to be here. Always fun to talk about interest rates.
Oh, how could it not be a fun topic to talk about? So, I guess speaking of that, Claire, can you set the scene by giving us a broad overview of how home loan rates have shifted since the beginning of the year? And, I'm guessing they moved a lot.
Well, yeah, you just stole my opening line, which is the short answer is interest rates have changed a lot. We've seen also a lot of change happen in our sort of financial world this year, even though we're only in July.
I know.
They really have changed. So I guess we'll start with variable interest rates, because that's, I guess, what most people talk about. And you might want to think, oh, like they're high now, they're climbing, you're seeing cash rate changes and increases. But how much have they moved? Mm. So actually, I have a pop question for you, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I want you to guess what the interest rate was, the lowest available interest rate, the variable interest rate, back in January of this year.
Oh, this is my kind of question. I'm going to say it was 1.87%.
Oh, you are so close. It was 1.88.
Oh, give me some bonus points, listeners. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. So, and just a comparison. So that was January this year. And right now, the lowest current offer in the Mozo database is 2.44%.
Ooh.
So huge difference there. And those are just the lowest interest rates, but probably a better gauge of things. I just wanted to throw in a pop question for you there, Tom.
It could be the first time I've been asked a question on this podcast, so there you go. Thank you.
Spin it around. But probably a better gauge is to look at the average variable rate, which obviously takes in consideration all the rates in our database. And these, I must say, also are for owner-occupiers paying principal and interest. So back in January, it was 3.07%, and now we're at 3.65%. So
Jeez.
A big difference there in interest rates, which also means there's a big difference in what people are paying for their monthly mortgage.
And what are the kind of expectations going forward here, Claire, in terms of where interest rates are going?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sure I'm not the only person to break this news to your listeners, but it's probably not going to stop here. We don't know how many interest rate increases there will be, because obviously there are many factors that drive this and that the RBA take into consideration, but we're probably halfway through the rises. The amounts might change, the frequency might change. We sort of, no one really knows, as well as there's so many economists sort of thinking about and expectations and models. But as we've seen this year with all the predictions for the past rate hikes, they haven't always been right on the money. So we do just have to wait and see how high they will go.
So I guess given that, the big question then is now a good time for someone to think about refinancing? Or does that not really matter if the expectation is that rates are just going to keep getting higher?
Yeah, now that is a really sort of easy assumption to think. They're going to go up. What's the point of me putting in the effort now to refinance? Mm. And, are these financial people like just, singing their songs? It's their time to talk about interest rates rising, those people being myself included. But no, the short answer is yes, you really should consider refinancing now if you're in a position to do so. Every basis point that your interest rate is lower will mean that you will save money in the long run off the life of your loan and your monthly repayments now. So just to illustrate this, because I know there are lots of numbers and this isn't a podcast, so I won't go too overboard. But on
thank you.
On a $400,000 loan, paying principal and interest, owner occupier for 25 years, if you're on that average interest rate from back in January of 3.07%, over the life of your loan of 25 years, you'd be paying $173,000 in interest.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you were on the average interest rate now, which is 3.65%, you would pay over the life of your loan $210,000 in interest.
Wow.
Now, that's a difference of $37,000. So it really does add up. And look, most people are in property for the long game.
Mm.
So you really should be thinking with a long format in mind when it comes to interest rates, savings, and your monthly mortgage repayments. So while it might not seem like a massive deal of, you know, if there's a 56 basis point difference on your interest rate now, and obviously that is just an example because that interest rate probably is not going to stay the same for 25 years because there will be fluctuations, but it's just an example to illustrate what could happen. But every like basis point really does matter. And the lower your interest rate, the lower amount of money and interest you're going to pay on your loan.
And that's obviously a massive consideration for people because at the end of the day, they want to save money on their loans. But aside from the interest rates, what else should people be looking for either in a loan or a lender if they are considering making that switch and refinancing?
So when it comes to refinancing your home loan, you've really got to pick a product that works for you and your financial situation. You've got to make sure that it is either a low or competitive interest rate for your situation. Now, for people with different working conditions or different types of income, that might mean a different interest rate to what you sort of hear on the headline news. But then I guess one of the important things is there are actually features of home loans that can mean that you'll pay less interest. And the biggest one of that is an offset account.
Of course, yes, the fabled offset account.
Exactly. And they're sort of the hero of the time when interest rates are high or climbing because they really will save you money.
Mm.
So to take it back to basics, the balance that you hold in your offset account will be deducted from the remaining home loan principal that you owe, which results in you paying less interest.
Mm-hmm.
So a quick little example, if you had a $500,000 loan and $50,000 in 100% guaranteed offset account, you will be charged interest on $450,000.
Mm.
So that is a difference and it will make a difference over time. And there's lots of home loans sort of have them set up now where they can be really easy to access. Some people even use them as their everyday account. You could just have your salary and savings go into there. There's many options when it comes to offset accounts.
And assuming that, you know, your home loan rate is higher than your savings account rate, for instance, then it's probably going to be a better option to put your savings or to put your money in there in terms of the interest that you can save compared to the interest that you'd earn on a savings account, right?
Definitely, especially at the moment, the offset account is the way to get your money, I guess, to work the hardest in comparison, especially to just normal savings accounts, bonus savings accounts, and term deposits.
Mm.
Mind you, term deposits are coming back up, which is good news, but it is then locked away. So whereas an offset, you know, there is that fluctuation of being able to access the money.
So aside from the offset account, Claire, is there anything else that people should look at in the way of features or kind of loan, you know, options?
Yeah. So if you are still set on getting a fixed rate loan and you think that is a great idea, one thing to consider is to look at the revert rate and make sure that it's not too high because you don't sort of know the climate that you'll be coming off that rate into, and you want to be able to know that you're in a position to either use that rate or be in a position to refinance when your fixed rate ends. Another thing to consider is the length of the loan that you refinance to.
Mm.
If you've got 27 years remaining on your home loan, you do not want to refinance to a 30-year mortgage. While the repayments will be lower, you will end up paying probably more in interest over time. So you really need to either match your remaining loan time or even go lower if you can afford to have higher repayments, because that will basically mean that you pay less interest the shorter the length of your loan term.
Changing tact a little bit here, and this is something that I've always wondered, and I'm sure there are listeners in the same boat, but are there any borrowers who might not be able to refinance for any reason?
So when it comes to refinancing, you sort of, it's the same process as applying for a loan in the first place. You want to make sure that, you know, you've got a stable income, and your work situation hasn't changed. You haven't spent heaps of money. Usually a bit of savings helps and sort of things, because you are going to be assessed by a lender again. So the past 2 years, while some people have been able to, you know, comfortably work from home and save a lot of money, that is not the case for the whole of the country. Many people have either lost work, fallen into, you know, a bunch of part-time work, or just a general change in their financial situation, and they might not be in the strongest position to look like a really healthy borrower to a bank. So they might be looking at either a higher interest rate, or a not as competitive interest rate, or, you know, something without an offset, or more basic product and things like that. So it's really important to take into consideration your situation before you go refinance with the bank. Don't just think, because I have a mortgage, of course everybody would want me as a lender. But also that, I guess, also then lends into fixed rate. If you are coming up to the end of your fixed rate term, it is really important to make sure that you are in a strong financial position to refinance if you think the revert rate is too high. Now, right now, for current fixed rates, the revert rates are up around 4 to 5%.
Wow.
If you're coming off, you know, 2.09% that you fixed back in 2020, that is a bit of a shock to the system, doubling your mortgage repayment. So you want to probably see if you can refinance with something a bit lower, something starting with a 3, to, you know, get closer to that rate that you were on, well, thankfully, probably for 2 years.
And Claire, with house prices starting to go down in some markets, how is that going to affect some borrowers?
Yeah, so this is the sort of the term that you might hear a lot or have heard in the past, called mortgage prisoners. Mortgage prisoners are people who are currently living in a house where their property value has decreased since the time they bought it. This means that their loan-to-value ratio has increased above 80%, and they are no longer a strong borrower for their mortgage.
Right.
So they often can't refinance. Or if they do, they might be faced with lender's mortgage insurance, and it is quite a costly exercise. So as we start to see property prices decrease across the country, this could be a concern for many borrowers.
Well, it's a really good point to make, and I guess one that we're going to be following as well, as you said, as property prices, you know, if they do continue to come down. But we'll have to call it a day there, Claire. But thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your insights. It's been wonderful chatting.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, Tom. And also, well done on getting my question almost right.
I know, one basis point. I feel like I should get, yeah, like I said, bonus points for that, because I was so close. But nonetheless,
instead of a gold star.
Thank you very much. Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love you to recommend it to your own friends or family. Or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover to our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all the latest financial news and stories. That's it for this episode. I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.